rest of the story. The door opened and the night air swept into the dusty little tavern on the sad side of town. But no heads turned to see the stout figure of the old man who had entered quietly. Nor did anyone watch as he walked inconspicuously to the tiny table in the corner and sat down. Perhaps it was some ethereal sense then that drew the woman from the shadows and led her through the gloom to the old man's side. She was painted and perfumed and obvious. The old man kept staring into his glass as he muttered, "Not tonight, miss, not tonight." The painted woman paid no attention. She said, "I know you, Professor." The old man looked up, and for a moment as their eyes met, it seemed as though he knew her, too. The painted woman flashed a sly grin and nodded toward the battered upright piano standing forlornly against the wall. "Play us some dance music, Professor," she said. And at once, to the old man's surprise, he was a boy again. He was a boy of 13, maybe younger, plunking on a poor excuse for a piano in a dockside saloon, a bordello, actually. It was his job. Little more than a child, he worked in dives and brothels, playing popular music by ear. Sometimes, on instruction from the hookers, he would even serenade their clients to put them in the mood. It was a dirty, distasteful way to earn money, and yet, without the additional income the boy provided, his family might have starved. For years he played music to hook by in the most dangerous joints in town, and then went on to other things. But he never forgot. He never forgot the lurid faces or the smoke-choked air or the stench of cheap booze or the perfume of cheap girls, and he never forgot the tunes. And suddenly it was tonight again, and he was an old man again, and the painted woman standing before him repeated, "Play us some dance music, Professor." How she knew him, he would never know. Those days on the docks had died so long ago, and still in that collision of then and now, the old man responded dutifully as he had in boyhood, and he got up from the tiny table and ambled over to the rickety piano, and he sat down and he played, and the painted woman took the hand of a nameless gent, and to the lively, tawdry music, they danced and danced and danced. For once upon a time, an old man took a detour from his usual path and found himself in the midst of a tattered yesterday, a past representing the supreme contradiction of his life, that the boy from the slums of Hamburg, Germany, who shed his idealism before he could grow his beard, the young man whose world was surrounded by the antitheses of human tenderness, that he should mature to create such celestial musical beauty that he would one day compose the lullaby. Yes, you remember the old man who returned to play one more serenade in a seedy cafe, Johannes Brahms. Now you know the rest of the story.